Hey there, you have found the Morning Mindset, and I welcome you to it. My name is Kerry Green. I am a pastor who is zealously excited about teaching the Word of God so that we as Christ followers can align our minds with its truth every day. So let's focus on today. Today we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 12, verses 19 and 20. So if you have a copy of the scriptures, grab it. You're going to need to look at this today. Before we do, though, I want to ask you a question. Have you heard the phrase, the wrath of God? Now, sometimes people use that phrase to describe their own anger. They'll say, man, the wrath of God is coming. And they mean, you've made me so angry, I am going to do something dramatic or drastic here. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today, we're going to be talking about the true wrath of God. And we're going to unpack what that means and why it's important for us as believers in Jesus Christ to understand it and understand how it applies even in our day. Before we get rolling, I want to remind you, we have other podcasts that we produce at Morning Mindset Media. One of them I have in mind today is called You and Me and Jesus. This is a podcast for Christian couples that my wife and I produce. If you would like to find out more, you can go to youandmeandjesus.com or you can check out the URL in the description for this episode. Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us today as we dig into Romans 12, 19 through 20. Enable us to understand a little bit more about your wrath and why your wrath is actually preferred to our own vengeance. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, friends, Romans 12, 19 through 20 reads this way. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Okay, so there are some very interesting words that the Apostle Paul chose to use here. First of all, he refers to us, the reader, and those who are originally reading this letter, as beloved. You see, he's got this compassion and this concern in his voice that is laced throughout this instruction. He wants us to know the commands he's giving us are for our good. They're coming from his loving heart. He wants us to understand these are not just rules and regulations to cramp your style or to tie you down. These are things that will actually be a blessing and a benefit to you. And then next, he says, never avenge yourselves. Now, this is the third time in as many verses the Apostle Paul has used the word never. That's an extreme word. Never means don't ever do this. Never avenge yourselves. So he's talking about when someone's done you wrong or has slighted you in some way, you don't play the tit for tat game. Never do that as a Christian. And he gives us part of the reason why in the next phrase. He says, but leave it to the wrath of God. So let me translate that for you. In your circumstances, something was really done wrong, something evil really happened to you. Leave it to God, first of all, to determine the right and the wrong of it, because he knows a lot more about the circumstance than even you do. He knows what was going on in the other person's heart and mind. He knows where they are in their life and whether this was just a reaction to something terrible going on in their situation or if it was actually a premeditated thing. You see, God knows so much more than we do. So that's one reason we're to leave it to him to determine what should be done. And he says, leave it to the wrath of God, meaning if it is truly an evil thing, you can be assured God will take care of it. He is more angry about sin and wrongdoing and injustice than you can possibly be because he is a holy God. And being holy, every sin, even the one that's done against you, is an affront to him as well. You see, think about the difference between offending someone of low consequence and offending someone of great consequence. That person of great consequence probably has greater means by which to come after you if you offend them. And that's kind of the idea that we're getting here. He says, leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, and here he's going to quote the Old Testament, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So the Lord says, I'm the only one qualified to bring about vengeance. I'm the only one who knows enough about the situation to do what is right in every single circumstance. And friends, that brings me comfort. When I feel a need to avenge myself, I can take a deep breath and I can say, no, I'm going to put it in the hands of God and I'm going to let Him handle it so that I don't have to. Lord Jesus, we need your help in doing this because we want to exert our avenging nature. But yet you tell us you're much more capable of it and you will actually do a much more thorough job of it if it's needed. So teach us how to trust you with those people who have done us wrong. In Jesus' name. As our episode today wraps up, let me remind you of just a couple of things. First off, if you would like to know more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus and how you actually make sure that is true of you, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That URL is in the description of this episode. And finally, let me remind you about that podcast that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode. That podcast and a lot of other stuff are included on our website, which you can find at morningmindsetmedia.com. You'll find that link in the description of this episode also. Thanks, friends. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.